Time to talk some racing again, and we have the inaugural invitation there at Royal Randwick on Saturday. $2 million for fillies and mares, set weights and penalties over the 1,400 metres. And joining us is the trainer of the runner currently on the second line of betting, Ice Bath, Brad Widdop, joining us. Morning, Brad.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good to have you back on the show. And this race, the invitation, was announced mid-July. Was it on your radar for Ice Bath straight away?
Obviously, come upon us. It was very interesting. So, you know, we had to have a talk about it and what the options were. And look, it's a hard race to pass up in your own backyard against mares and good prize money. So, you know, and look, it's a new thing in racing. I like to support these, especially with the prize money anyway. But look, I think we can keep the racing on the front page, it's good for our sport.
Mm. Brad, what's the forecast for the race, and how much does that affect Ice Bath?
Obviously, pretty well documented. She's a very good wet tracker. I've been told not to keep an eye on the forecast. I've just got to let it go. we prayed all week, Epsom week, and it didn't come. But it looks like there's a bit of rain around anyway. So, we'll see what happens.
What'd you make of her run in the Epsom, mate?
Oh, no, it was enormous. If you have a look at the stewards' footage, she knuckled at the start, and that just took her out of play. Then she had a checkered run up the straight. Look, Robbie, he tried to get on the back of Mwanga and Hungry Heart, which is probably the right two horses to get behind, but they just didn't take him anywhere, and Private Eye just come down the outside. It's easy to say he probably could have stayed the fence and come up the inside, or he could have went to the outside. But, you know, it's split-second decisions. And, it was just unfortunate what happened there.
What do you make of the field as it looks at the moment with Entrevier Star, Tontes and others?
Yeah, look, it's a solid enough field. I think you got second, third and fourth out of the Tats Tiara from this year. You know, it's always a high-quality mares race. I'd love to win that. And Trevier looks to be smart. I think they've done a good job. On short notice to get the field they've got. Most of the mares have got good form around the 1,400. And, they've been solid performers throughout their career. So I think I wouldn't want it any stronger, put it that way.
I think you probably were at Newcastle on Saturday, were you? Had some runners there, but I'm sure you will enjoy getting back to Randwick and seeing a crowd.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Like everyone, we've all been through a bit. So it was good to see. Looks like they enjoyed themselves anyway. Looked like the voice there for a while after the...
They did. They enjoyed themselves, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. So, it's great. I mean, sport needs crowds, and it was good to see them back, and pretty good day to get back on the track, wasn't it?
Mm. Is Kieran riding you, mate?
Yeah, Kieran McAvoy. Yep. Kieran McAvoy.
And what about an ideal barrier for her?
Oh, look, it'd be just nice to draw in that mid-range, four to eight, somewhere there. That'd be perfect. I just think, she just needs to bounce out and put herself in the race a little bit. She's sort of been getting the last couple, she got too far back, and I think, now's time to sort of have her as close as we can without forcing the issue, but it'd be nice if we could sort of be midfield somewhere there and, just give her every possible chance.
You took Volpine to Melbourne, had a crack down the straight last start, and is she going to be running in Sydney this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. She was like a drunken sailor down the straight.
Not the first.
She was looking for the turn the whole way up the straight, never come. Daniel Moore just said, he said she had no idea. And, just at the moment, it's hard. Ideally, I would have liked to have had her down there a week or two before. She hadn't been down there before just to get used to it, but definitely been down there before and stuff like that. But, she's come back. She's in really good order. She takes a few months to come. I don't know what it is. Like, she's very good, very sharp track work. She's not a big filly. She's not a gross filly. So, you know, I don't know what it is. But last time in, I was scratching my head why she couldn't win a midweek race the first four or five runs. Then she, on the 10th run, she won a Group 3. So, I don't know what that's telling us. But, you know, she's definitely better than what she's doing at the moment.
You got a runner in as it stands at Orange today and a couple on the Kenzo tomorrow. Is there one you're particularly keen on, Brad?
Look, Calgary Queen's going great. She's, I had her in Saturday. She drew 15. So I scratched her. Drew 13 this on Wednesday. So I didn't outsmart myself too well. But, you know, look, I think if with scratching, she may come in a couple and, you know, if she can roll forward, just get in behind. Ideally, I'd like to get a bit of a sit with her. She's been a bit exposed. She led up the other day. I'd just love to get a bit of cover with her. I think, you know, if she can do that and relax, she's one that sort of, I would have liked to have tried to had a crack at the Four Pillars if I could get her invite, because she's a sad day mare every day of the week. Just, she won first up in the Kenzo, and then, you know, the next couple of runs, I think she's ran fourth and third, but they've been good runs. So, you know, if we can get her back into winning form, she might be a chance to sneak into the race. There's not too many chances left, but, yeah, she's probably one out of the next couple of days anyway.
Okay, one for the Four Pillars slot holders to keep an eye on. Race 7, number 7 tomorrow, Calgary Queen. Brad, particularly good luck with Ice Bath in the invitation on Saturday, and thanks for talking to us once again.
Good on you, fellas. Cheers.